For the latest on what the emergency services are saying about the situation in Mallacoota and East Gippsland overall, I'm joined now by our reporter, Alexandra Beach. Alex, four people are unaccounted for, we believe, now in East Gippsland. What's the latest news?
Yes, Samantha. So the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, has confirmed four people are missing. They were near these fire areas and there are now very real fears for their safety. There are also people, including firefighters, stuck in isolated pockets across the region where roads have been cut off by fire or fallen trees. And authorities are moving extra helicopters to Bairnsdale to try to move some of those people out. Mallacoota, as we just heard, is being hit by fire now. And there are those 4,000 to 5,000 people sheltering down by the beach near the boat ramp, as we heard. And the Country Fire Authority has said it has a pump down by the water, trucks and three strike teams sort of standing side by side with the community there. But some people have chosen to stay in their homes in more isolated areas nearby and basically take their chances. Here's the Country Fire Authority's Chief Officer, Steve Warrington, recounting what crews there have told him.
Houses within visual sight are being lost in and around that Mallacoota area as we speak. But in the main CBD is being held, and there's been some great saves throughout the night. Our crews are tired and exhausted, but they have worked tirelessly throughout the night and had a red-hot go of saving as much property as we can. Understand, particularly when you come to our volunteers, the reality is these people, you've got to love them. They're from their community. They've lost property. They're feeling it. These fires, they've seen fire conditions that we haven't experienced for a long time, and a lot of our people have never experienced it before. And the reality is, and I'll quote, and it's a little crass, but I spoke to them again this morning, quote, "It scared the crap out of us," unquote.
The Chief Officer of Victoria's Country Fire Authority, Steve Warrington. And Alex, we heard a little earlier from Mark Tregellis in Mallacoota. He thinks his home may be lost. Is there any more information now on the damage to properties in the region?
The details are still scant, but it is clear now that there have been significant property losses across the East Gippsland region. A lot of the roads are closed throughout there, as I mentioned, including part of the Princess Highway. There are spot fires, trees are down, the power is out. So it is still very difficult for authorities to get a full picture, to get in there and know exactly what's happened. But here's a bit of what the Premier, Daniel Andrews, has had to say about the situation.
There have been very significant losses in terms of property, stock, fencing, shedding. We won't be in a position to be able to confirm those details for some time, but teams who are assessing that impact are on the ground right now doing that important work.
That's the state's Premier, Daniel Andrews, and he's added that while conditions in East Gippsland are a bit milder today, no one can relax in that part of Victoria.
Thank you to our reporter, Alexandra Beach.